Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Mets postgame show, WCBS Mets Radio Network. Mets ripped the Orioles today 7-1. Finalizing a seven-game winning streak and a perfect homestand. The Mets going 5-0, sweeping both Arizona and Baltimore. Last time the Mets had a homestand this long that was perfect was early in the 2015 season. You may remember the Mets' perfect 10-0 homestand that they had, really setting the table for what was ahead in that 2015 season. And how important was Matt Harvey to the 2015 Mets? Well, he was back on the mound at Citi Field today as Harvey visiting for the first time, at least in an appearance. He did come here with the Reds after the trade in 2018, but he had not been back since then and had not pitched at Citi Field since that trade. So an emotional day, certainly for Matt Harvey, as he went up against Taijuan Walker, the newest Met as far as the starting rotation goes, both drafted in the same year in 2010. Harvey was taken 7th overall, and Walker drafted by Seattle as a supplemental first-round pick, a guy with a lot of upside, and that potential is starting to turn into reality now for Taijuan Walker, who has a 2.48 ERA in his 19 starts since the beginning of last season, finally healthy and reaching what Seattle saw in him all those years ago, while Harvey is on the other side of his career. His potential shot up like a rocket, and he was able to get to the big leagues quickly as a member of the Mets and dominate early. But that was it. It was just a few years of a peak for Harvey, and now just trying to hang on and be a serviceable starting pitcher, which he's largely been, except for today. As we get to the highlights, Taijuan Walker allowed a double in the first inning as Trey Mancini knocked one off the wall in right. That was right after Austin Hayes flied out to deep left center field when Kevin Pillar went up against the fence and Dominic Smith to make a great catch, robbing Hayes. But Mancini's double off the fence gave the Orioles an early chance to score. However, Ryan Mountcastle grounded out to end the top of the first. Matt Harvey, with a nice ovation as he took the mound in the bottom of the first inning, put together a 1-2-3 frame, but that would be the only time in this game where Harvey looked in control. In the second, Taijuan Walker's control disappeared for just a bit. He issued back-to-back walks, but rebounded quickly as Chancisco lined out to third, and then Harvey struck out to end the inning. In the bottom of the second, Harvey would allow a double to Pete Alonso, and then a base hit by Dominic Smith got the Mets set up for one of their hottest hitters, Kevin Pillar.
First pitch to the right-hand batter. Swinging a high fly ball. Well hit left center. Mullins going back onto the track with Mountcastle. It hits the wall. And Karam's back into the outfield grass. Two runs are going to score. Alonzo's in. Here comes Smith. The throw goes to third. Head first slide. Safe with a triple is Kevin Pillar. And the Mets have a 2-0 lead.
Kevin Pillar batting .341 in his last 10 games. He has really filled in nicely with Brandon Nimmo on the injured list. Pillar has hit safely in 9 of those 10. He's driven in 7 runs over that time. And early on today, the Chock Full of Nuts turning point of the game. Listen to WCBS 880 tomorrow morning in the 8 a.m. hour during Sports with Brad Heller for your chance to win. If the 88th caller correctly identifies the turning point, they'll win a prize package that includes a Domino's Pizza gift certificate and a copy of 24 Life Stories and Lessons from the Say Hey Kid by Willie Mays with John Shea. The turning point sponsored by Chock Full of Nuts, New York's Heavenly Coffee, since 1932. So the Mets had a 2-0 lead thanks to Pillar, and he would be knocked in by Jose Peraza.
Harvey's first pitch. Fastball pulled on the ground, left side, base hit, past the diving third baseman Franco. Pilar scores from third. Peraza takes a turn, holds on at first with his first Mets run batted in, and the Mets have a 3-0 lead. Four consecutive hits to begin the second inning against Matt Harvey.
Peraza, a nice player to have around, kind of like a right-handed Luis Guillorme. Makes all the plays, puts the bat on the ball, as he did there, driving in Pilar. Peraza getting a start today because of the cramps that Jeff McNeil had yesterday. McNeil should be good to go by Friday and was available off the bench if the Mets needed him today, but they didn't, thanks to all the runs early and the great pitching from Taijuan Walker. The Mets had a 3-0 lead entering the third. Cedric Mullins lined out to left, and then Austin Hayes made yet another bid for extra bases. The pitch. It's this ball deep in the air toward right center. Conforto's after it in the gap, diving, and Conforto makes the catch! Whoa, Michael Conforto! On a dead sprint toward the baseball, a dive into the gap in right center field, and a spectacular play, adding to a building defensive portfolio for Michael Conforto as he takes a base hit away from Austin Hayes. So Hayes was robbed by Pilar up against the wall in left center field in the first, and then by a diving Conforto in the right center field gap in the third. A beautiful play by Michael Conforto to keep the Mets in front 3-0 as Hayes lined out. Then Walker struck out Trey Mancini, and it was on to the bottom of the third. That's when Francisco Lindor extended his hitting streak to 6 games. He stole second base with 2 outs, and that gave Dominic Smith a chance to come through. 2-2. Smith lines to left, another base hit for Dominic Smith. Here comes Lindor around third. He'll make it to the plate standing up. RBI single for Dominic Smith, and the Mets have a 4-0 lead. So Dominic Smith with a poke to left center field, bringing around Lindor. Dom had 3 hits in this game. He was the player to count on. Sponsored by Mount Sinai South Nassau in Oceanside, the flagship Long Island hospital of the Mount Sinai Health System. So the Mets had a good lead building, 4-0 in the bottom of the third inning. All of it against Matt Harvey, who would last into the fifth, as Harvey did put together a 1-2-3 fourth. But the fifth inning is when it got away for good. Jonathan Villar singled. He stole a base. Michael Conforto with a base hit. And that knocked home Villar to make it a 5-0 game. Then Harvey walked Pete Alonso, and his day was done, but his line was not closed yet. The Mets still had a couple of men on the bases, and they both would come around. The first, thanks to Dominic Smith.
And the 0-1. Swing and a liner down the right field line. It's hooking. It is a fair ball. Base hit going into the corner. Conforto rounds third. He'll come home to score. Alonso will be held at third and moving into second with his third hit of the game. An RBI double is Dominic Smith, and the Mets lead 6-0.
Dominic Smith batting 270 now for the year with runners in scoring position, and lately 7 for his last 10 in those spots, as Dominic Smith came through with 3 hits, 2 RBIs, and a run scored today. The Mets are up 6-0. Jose Peraza would add another RBI single to knock in Conforto, and that closed the book on Matt Harvey today. 4 1/3 innings, 8 hits allowed, and 7 runs. This was actually the most runs allowed by Harvey in a game in nearly 2 years, since May 23rd, 2019, against Minnesota. So for as badly as Harvey has pitched at times over the last few seasons, even this was beyond what he normally has looked like, giving up 7 4 1/3 innings. So the Mets had a big lead built. Taijuan Walker had only allowed 1 hit through the first 5 innings. He had 4 strikeouts in his 7 frames today, presented by the Global Lyme Alliance, striking out Lyme disease at GLA.org. Finally, in the top of the 7th, Baltimore would get a run, cashing in on a leadoff walk. Freddie Galvis was able to come around after a base hit by Rio Ruiz and a ground out off the bat of Chance Cisco. But otherwise, Walker brilliant again as he made it through 7 innings for the third time in his last 4 starts. He painted the corners, brought to you by Sherwin-Williams, your neighborhood paint store. It was the 2nd straight game for Walker going at least 7, which is something that he had not done since 2015. He was dominant against the Cardinals and was very good again today against the Orioles as he was in line for the win. Mets had a 7-1 lead after Walker left. In the eighth inning, Robert Gsellman loaded the bases, but Michael Franco lined out on a leaping catch by Jose Peraza to keep it a six-run game. And then in the ninth inning, we got to see Drew Smith make his season debut. Smith got a couple of fly ball outs before facing Pat Valeika to end the ballgame.
Now the pitch to Valeika. Swung on and missed strike three. Put it in the books. Drew Smith blows a fastball by Valeika. The Mets have won their seventh game in a row. They win 5 out of 5 on this homestand. A brilliant performance once again by Taijuan Walker. And certainly an unsuccessful and unhappy homecoming in the end for Matt Harvey.
Mets win 7-1. The Mets are now 11-4 here at Citi Field.